Die eben gerade gehörte Band aus Dänemark nimmt gerade hier mitten in Berlin im schönen Studio Wong ein Album auf und die beiden Sängerinnen Nana Elisabeth und Josefine Skoff sind jetzt bei mir, um uns schon ein bisschen mehr zum bald erscheinenden Werk zu erzählen. Wir hören außerdem eine Live-Performance von den beiden und das ist eine Premiere, wir laden zu einer exklusiven Listening-Session ein, die heute Abend stattfindet in den Wong Studios oder im Studio Wong, wie es richtig heißt. Zunächst sage ich aber erstmal hallo and welcome, Josefine und Nana, hello. Oh, I have to open up your mics. Can you say hello again, please?
Hello.
Ah, there they are. So, how are you doing? Is everything all right?
Everything is so great.
Cool. You've just arrived from the studio, right? You spent the morning there already?
Yeah, we've been rehearsing and setting up everything for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be very nice.
Cool. But you're still in the middle of recording, or how far are you with that album? Because there's a listening session tonight.
Yeah.
Most of the times they happen when most of the stuff is kind of done.
Yeah. We have four songs that are done.
Uh-huh.
And now we're just looking to find someone who wants to invest in us or do something so we can record more songs.
Ah, okay, cool.
In the studio.
Cool. But you would want to record more at Studio Wong because it seems to work out for you there, right?
Yeah.
The first recordings, they sound great. Ollie's a nice guy. He just came in with you. You seem to get along with him very well. So,
yeah.
I mean, and that's an important thing, right? To find the right surroundings, to open up as a musician and not to be intimidated by all the technique and equipment stuff that's around there.
Yeah. We are colleagues, but then we're also friends.
Yeah. Cool.
That's really nice.
Now you're both from Denmark, but you haven't met in Denmark. You've met in Berlin. Is that right? What was that songwriting workshop, or what was the scene about the thing about where you met actually? Because you're from, one of you is from Aarhus, the other one is from Copenhagen.
Yeah.
But you've never met in Denmark. You've met in Berlin. Where exactly?
we met at this Danish co-writer workshop in Prenzlauer Berg in Berlin, and there were Danish songwriters and German songwriters there, and then we had to write a song together. And that's
it was somebody else that said let's try with Nana and Josefine, or did you choose each other to work with?
I think someone else said you have to write a song
now.
Yeah.
And then we just felt this kind of Western vibe when we started playing, and quickly we got a sound that sounded like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you all of a sudden, you must have realized that your voices do harmonize with each other a lot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something special about you two as well.
We decided what the song would be about before we started to write it.
Ah, cool. Yeah, the thing is that there's a little story on your website that tells us about Billy Brown, Jack the Shooter, and Jenny Lou. It's a love triangle, kind of, right?
Yeah.
And it's getting complicated because there should only be two people in this story to form a couple. How important was setting that story as a mood for the rest of the creative process? Because I think it helps a lot when you kind of like built a world in which all the other stuff is going to happen.
Yeah, it seems like it's easier to write about other people's lives, and that we have so many different aspects of the same story.
Yeah.
You know, we can write a song that Jenny Lou sings about Jack, and something that Billy Brown says about Jack, and you know, so it's like it keeps on rolling the story and the whole storyline. So
that's cool. So it helps to
yeah, it's great.
Stay focused and keep on working on that material.
Yeah.
Cool. So there's a few songs that are based around that topic. Would you want to do a whole LP about that love triangle?
Actually, we did write about 10 or 11 songs, and we just started to write the new album, which is also a story taking place in the same city.
Ah, okay. So how did you come up with South Dakota is the city that you're referring to? How did you come up with that? Has one of you ever been there or?
No, I think we looked up Western cities or something because you know it was all fitting together.
Yeah, and we're like inspired by old Western movies old like country singers
and
Quentin Tarantino movies too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a cool idea. Yeah. Like in 2 or 3 years, I can definitely see Duel and Death happening in a Tarantino movie.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
On stage or something. That would be cool. Yeah. Now, before we talk too much, let's listen to another track that you've already recorded at Studio Wong. Heute Abend gibt's eine Listening Session eben dort, und zu der werden wir euch auch noch einladen, und wir werden auch noch eine Live Performance hören von Nana und Josephine von Duel and Death. Zunächst aber, wie gesagt, nochmal ihr Stückchen Moonlight vom vielleicht noch in diesem Jahr erscheinenden Album. Wann das genau rauskommt, das finden wir gleich auch noch raus. Duel and Death mit Moonlight. I love the way that you can pronounce the band name. It's Duel and Death. sounds like a metal band a little bit. Duel and Death! We're Duel and Death! Ah! What's up? Ah? So, you're working on material at Studio Wong. We've learned about all the characters that live in the universe that you're talking about on your record. But what are the next steps? Have you tried and contact record companies already? Have you talked to labels already, or will that be the next step?
The next step is definitely to find some management or booking and some people who wants to like work with us so that we could eventually have a label or something.
And what are your plans personally? Are you gonna try to stay in Berlin and push the thing forward from here, or are you eventually gonna move back to Denmark and be the band there and make the band there, or will Berlin be your new home base for this project?
It makes sense that since we met in Berlin and we're working with people in Berlin, that this is should be the place.
We love the city, but we'll see where it takes us.
Well, let's see if the city loves you back.
Yeah.
Right? But I think it's gonna, because you're playing some beautiful music. You have some beautiful music that's been recorded already. And as we just mentioned, the next steps will be getting somebody to manage you, getting some booking agency to book
and
some concerts
live
for you, play live.
Like
there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then you're probably gonna end up with the label. I always thought about City Slang when I listened to your stuff for the first time, because I think they would be the right partners, but I don't know. Maybe they'll call in after this interview and say, yeah, Winston, you're right. Or maybe there's going to be another label. We'll see about that. The cool thing is that you're working independently at Ollie's studio. You're doing it all on your own, so you don't necessarily need a label right now, right? You need one when it's all done, so you give them the finished tape. And they won't have any chance to change anything. I mean, that's the way to do it, right?
Yeah. Or we want someone to work with some partners in some way. Yeah.
Cool. When are you? Do you have plans for a live show already? For a single live show in Berlin in the next few months or so?
We have one tonight.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool. So you're gonna play some songs live at the listening session.
Yeah, but we're also thinking about setting some concerts up in the fall.
Yeah. Please let us know as soon as you do so we can invite people to come there and to see your beautiful performance. Gut, dann kann man den beiden Damen jetzt erstmal nur Glück wünschen dafür, dass das jetzt alles klappt in den nächsten Monaten. Die Musik ist gut genug aus unserer Sicht, dass da was draus werden könnte. Wer jetzt aus einer Booking-Agentur zuhört oder aus einem Managementbüro oder aus einer Plattenfirma und denkt, das sind sympathische Damen, die Musik ist auch gut, dann könnt ihr euch auch über unsere Seite nochmal über die Band informieren. Wir werden dann die Kontakte vermitteln. Jetzt hören wir, bevor wir Tickets verlosen für die Listening Session, noch eine kleine Live-Session aufgenommen auf 48 Kilohertz. Oder Herz, besser gesagt, Kilohertz ist richtig, weil die Sophie, die merkt das immer an, die will Video schneiden und dann sind 41 Kilohertz halt falsch, deswegen 48 nur für dich. Und ich würde fast sagen, wir können loslegen. Hannah and Josephine, are you ready?
Yeah.
We're gonna listen to a song called Bang Bang, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me get rid of the big ass some compression and get the normal compression on. Okay, I'm ready. Death and Duel auf, nein, Duel and Death, Entschuldigung, auf Lux FM mit Bang Bang.
Trigger on my like the shooter owns my heart. When his gun spit and roar, na 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 na, hope my love won't lose the duel of.
Applause for Duel and Death live of Flux FM. Thanks a lot for that beautiful performance. I had goosebumps. Look, they're still here. Goosebumps all over my body.
Nice.
Thanks a lot. I see a bright future coming up. Man, that was great. Also, heute Abend's Listening Session in den Wong-Studios, im Studio Wong, die Wong-Studios, wieso sage ich eigentlich immer Wong-Studios? Im Studio Wong ist heute Listening Session. Ihr findet das Studio Wong in der Forsterstraße in Kreuzberg. Und wer da vorbeigehen möchte, das ist eine Premiere, dass wir zu sowas einladen, der kann jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Ihr könnt euch neue Songs in der Regie anhören auf großen Boxen. Ihr könnt euch die Band live reinziehen. Die spielen nämlich noch zwei, drei Stücke eben in der Live-Variante wie jetzt gerade. Und es gibt noch ein Bierchen obendrauf, hat Olli versprochen. Insofern muss man da vorbeigehen in der Forsterstraße heute Abend. Ihr kommt allerdings nur rein, wenn ihr euren Namen auf der Flux FM-Liste habt. Also jetzt schnell anrufen unter 030 2000 9000, Berlin 2000 9000. Thanks a lot. And I'll see you again when the world tour starts, right? Or
yeah,
as soon as the album is released, we're going to talk again. Thanks for visiting. Bye-bye.